The NFL Attempts to Explain Why It Has Only Three Black Head Coaches. By Dylan Gwynn on September 29, 2022. Despite its claims to stand for diversity and equal opportunity for people of all races, the head coaching ranks of the NFL remain one of the most lily-white professions in any industry. Now, the NFL is attempting to explain why that is. NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Troy Vincent, conducted an investigation in which he queried teams on the reasons they gave for rejecting otherwise qualified black coaches for head coaching positions. Vincent shared the results of that investigation with USA Today. According to Vincent's investigation, some of the more major or recurring reasons are as follows. Never called plays. Too many friends listed on potential coaching staff. No previous game clock management. Unsure of their ability to motivate veteran players. Didn't interview well. Lacked the necessary experience to lead. Didn't look the part. Seemed nervous throughout the interview process. Job is different than what it was previously. Not looking the part is an odd reason to give. What exactly does the part look like? Here is Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Here is Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. If those two people can hold the same job title, there is no such thing as looking the part because those two humans are about as different as you could be. The other reason, the last one, that the game is different, also rings hollow. The game is always going to be different because it changes every year and sometimes multiple times during a year. Therefore, evolution cannot be an argument to keep a particular group of people out without it becoming a total and permanent ban. It also flies in the face of recent history that saw successful white college coaches like Matt Rhule and Urban Meyer get opportunities. Who is at the more significant risk of not being able to adapt to the changing NFL game? The black defensive coordinator who has been in the league for 20 years? Or the white head coach who has been in college for 20 years and has little to no experience in the NFL? It would seem the black defensive coordinator would be more aware of the changes in the game. In any event, it's difficult to assess the list of reasons for turning down applicants without knowing who they were in the exact situation. For example, not calling plays and having no previous clock management experience are obviously very legitimate reasons for turning down an applicant of any color. Regardless, the reason that isn't discussed on this list because no one would ever admit to it is that the only thing whiter than the NFL coaching ranks are the ranks of NFL ownership. Owners are very involved in the hiring process for head coaches, and those owners will want to hire someone they feel comfortable with. And it's just a fact that ultra-rich white owners are going to feel more comfortable with someone they can identify with. It doesn't mean that they're racists. It's just the way it is.